Are you looking for math test prep activities for the upcoming state assessments or end of grade tests? Struggling to find activities that aren't a classroom management nightmare, yet they still allow for critical thinking? In this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you three activities to consider when planning your math test prep and my favorite resources to use with your students. On to the episode. Welcome to the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where it's all about simple systems that actually work so you can finally teach and give your students bigger impact in their learning. Teaching is hard, y'all, but what if I told you that sometimes we make it harder than it has to be? I'm Farah, CEO of Farah Henley Education and host of the Teaching Made Easy podcast. I've been an educator for almost 25 years, and to say I've seen a thing or two is an understatement. I know how much you pour your heart and soul into your students and your classroom, and I want to help you find some simple ways to have a bigger impact without breaking the bank or spending all your free time focused on school. You don't have to be a Pinterest teacher to be a great teacher, and that is what this podcast is all about. So grab your favorite beverage, head out on that walk, or just soak the day away in a bubble bath. But sit back and let's enter the world of teaching made easy. What's kicking, educational rock stars? I'm your host, Farah, aka the Center Fairy here, your ultimate source into the wonderful world of simple classroom systems. Now, if this is your first time joining me here on the podcast, make sure that you add the podcast to your favorite podcast listening library so that you don't miss a single episode of the Teaching Made Easy podcast, because we share tips, strategies, and simple systems to make your teacher life easier. We'd also love it if you would give us a 5-star review and let us know what you're loving about the podcast. You can reach out to us at support@farahhenley.com. Now, in today's episode, I am going to be sharing with you three of my favorite activities and resources for those times when you need to review for state tests or end of grade tests. And the thing about it is all of the resources I'm going to be sharing with you today are resources that you can use all year, and then you can bring them back out when it's time for review for those state tests and use them as test prep. It means you get more bang for your buck, and it makes your life simpler because you're not reinventing the wheel when it comes time for test prep. Now, things have been just getting really exciting over here at FHE. We are trucking along. For those of you who have been around the podcast for a while, and for those who are new to the podcast, I want to let you kind of know what's going on. So for those of you who might not know, my husband and I are full-time RV travelers. So I get to run FHE from the road while we travel, and we will be heading out of our current position here in the next probably 4 to 5 weeks. We'll be pulling out of here and hitting the road for just a couple of weeks before coming back to check on family. And we're excited about that. We're going to be going towards East Texas. My husband's actually going to be attending a training there. And I'm going to kind of be in the middle of nowhere for for a few weeks. But as long as I've got internet access, then I've got my connection to you guys. So I'm super excited about that. I've been enjoying being grandma. Been enjoying just working on all of the amazing resources that I've been sharing with all of the amazing educational rock stars here in the FHE family, and also getting ready for our upcoming programs. We've got some new things coming this summer, and it's going to be super exciting, so I can't wait to share those things with you. Now, before I dive into those three resources, you know, we've got to pay the bills around here. So I hate that we've got to do this, but we're going to go ahead and take a break for a word from one of our sponsors, and I will be back after the break. When it comes to test prep, those words can elicit some really strong feelings. Am I the only one? They can make our stomach turn into knots. It's the realization that the state tests or end of the year tests are right around the corner. And for many teachers, myself included, it often brought on feelings of this was going to measure how good I was as a teacher. Now, the first thing I want to tell you is Obviously, end of the grade tests are not a reflection of how good of a teacher you are. Let's just say that. So many different factors go into how well students do on these end of the year assessments, whether they be the state assessments or just just assessments that your school does or your district does. But so many factors go into whether or not they do well, including whether or not they're just good test takers. I often failed at this in the beginning, but I really tried to make sure that I took some time as we got into testing season to really remind myself that my self-worth as a teacher was not tied to student test scores. And I really encourage you to do the same. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you three of my favorite activities and resources that are going to make this test prep season a little easier for math. And I can't wait to share these with you. And I think I'm most excited about these is because some of you probably already have them, especially if you've been around FHE for very long and you're using our resources, then you probably already have these resources. And the other thing that I love about these is they are resources that you can use year round. These aren't resources that you just have to use for test prep. And when you use them year round, it just makes it so much easier because you're not having to reinvent the wheel when you get to that point. And it's going to save you time, money, and it is going to save you so much headache when it comes to reviewing with your students because they're not having to relearn a way to do things. All of these activities are going to be linked in the description so you can grab the links, but I want to talk about them because I want to really talk about how you can use them year round and then pull them back out for review right before the state tests. So the first activity that I'm going to share with you is something that you guys know here at FHE I am obsessed with. And I shared the very same thing last week when I talked about reading test prep activities. And you can check out the link in order to go watch that video as well. But it's math centers. I mean, you can use literacy centers to review for reading test prep. Math centers are great review for math test prep. And these are centers that you've been using all year. So the students kind of know them already. They already know the way that they already know the activities. They know the style of activities. So it's not something they're having to relearn. And you're not wasting precious review time teaching them a new way to do something. They've already seen these. And I encourage you to pull out some of those math centers from previous months, especially on the skills that you know your students need extra review on, because it's just gonna really help them really solidify those skills before they take these tests. Now, there are some different ways that you can use the math centers. You can use them in math centers, obviously. Just start using those centers from, you know, months back in your regular math centers. You can also use them in your small groups to review concepts before maybe you go on to teaching whatever the lesson is for that day. You can use them whole group. I love to do this, and I love to especially use our digital centers, and we would do them whole group because I could project them up on the board. And then you can also use them for fun games. So maybe you have a time during your day that you're going to set aside just for math review for the upcoming test, and maybe you want to play some games and you want to make it engaging. This is a fun way to make review engaging and fun for your students, and it's not just the boring rote practice that I see a lot of teachers use. They print out old tests or old worksheets or just they cut and paste, you know, and make this mod podge of a worksheet with all these, you know, types of questions that are going to show up on the test, and it's just worksheet after worksheet after worksheet. This is just a fun way for you to review some of these math skills with your students. Now, the second way that I love to review with my students is spiral review. Now, if you don't already have our spiral review for specifically first, second, and third grade, we have spiral review for those three grades. And I know our third graders can use a lot of extra review on even some of those second grade skills. And our fourth graders might be able to use the third grade spiral review for some of their basic skills as well. But all of our spiral review has, this is, you're going to get a double punch because all of our spiral review have a reading section and a math section every single day for the spiral review. And the way the spiral review works is you're working on the same concepts for 5 days in a row. This allows students to really get quick practice, you can throw these in for your morning work or maybe a bell ringer, or maybe you can use these for extra homework. It's a quick sheet that shouldn't take them more than 5, maybe 10 minutes to complete. And it's a quick sheet that they can just get some extra practice in. I also love to use these in my centers. I would also use these as early finishers. I loved to print these as a packet for my students. And yes, they are a worksheet, but we weren't using these in the actual lesson. When I would use these, I might make a packet. I love to spiral bound them each month so that my students had kind of a workbook to work through. And if they were early finishers, they could just grab that. They could work through the sheets. And then when it was completed, maybe there was some sort of prize or reward that they got for completing it. And I would reward them that way. So there's so many different ways that you can use spiral review, but these are just quick, easy ways that are going to save you time. You could use them all year, and even if students have already completed them, you can go back and print some of the ones from previous units, and you can use those as additional review for right before the test. So it's a great way to save time in your planning and prepping. It's a great way to get some more spiral review in, and your students are already going to know the process because they've seen them before all year. So you can check out the links in the description and check those out for your classroom. Now, the third way that I love to review for testing at the end of the year is to use math games. Who doesn't like a game, right? And anytime that you can make learning fun, and especially with a game, students tend to pay more attention and they tend to grasp those concepts a little better. And that is one of the biggest reasons that we started and introduced our Squares Your Brain
games. Now, if you're looking more
tips,
strategies, specifically and simple for systems math, to take back into your classroom to make your teacher life just a little bit easier, check out the videos
third
on
grade,
your screen.
And
thanks for watching
fun
and keep being
that I
an educational
teach students
rock star.
How to play one time, and once they knew how to play, they could play by themselves. There is a single player version and there is a multiplayer version, so they could play by themselves or they could play together in centers. But once you teach them how to play at one time, they know how to play. It's going to review those key concepts. They are aligned to the standards. The other thing that I love about it is that they're self-checking, so it saved me time because I didn't have to grade anything. But I could use these in my centers. We used them in small groups. I even sent them home as fun activities to play with their parents at home as homework. Granted, I don't like to send a whole lot of homework home, but when you send a game home for homework and parents are like, whoa, this is fun. It's not stressful. I just get to sit and play a game with my student, but they're reviewing some of those key math skills while they're doing it. So I loved the Squares Your Brain. We also have bump games. Those are another great game for students to review some math skills. So we have those available as well. Really anytime you can make review a game is great. Now, if you want to check out our Squares Your Brain math games and our bump math games, you can check those out by clicking the links in the description. Again, these are activities that you can use year round, so they're not specific to just one time period, which is going to save you planning time and it's going to save you money. So get as most use out of these resources as you possibly can. So check out the links in the description and jump over and check out our math games. I know this season in our school year can be really, really stressful for teachers as those state tests come upon us and end of the grade tests come upon us, but I'm going to remind you again, it's just a test. Remember that it is not a measurement of the kind of teacher you are. It's not even really a measurement of how smart your students are. It's just a tool to guide instructional learning for the future. So take a break. Make sure that you're having fun with your students. Don't put a lot of pressure on yourself or your students. And above all, just relax, because in the end, it really doesn't matter.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can find all the links mentioned in today's episode by clicking the link in the description to jump over to the show notes. I know your time is valuable as a teacher, and I am honored that you chose to spend a piece of it with me. Help other teachers like you find the podcast by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified when new episodes are available. Thanks again for listening, and most importantly, keep being educational rock stars.